Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Ches Omud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting very close to the end, Baruch Hashem. And we are going to finish up today, Mirtz Hashem, Simen Tof Reish Tzadi Aleph. We begin on the very last words of Kuf Nun Zayin Omud Beis, Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Im Hitil Bo Shlosha Chute Gidim Ksheira. If you have at least three of the threads that are made of the Gidim, of the animals, then that is a kosher Megillah. That's considered that it's well bound enough together, the different pieces of parchment, that's considered an adequate binding. And yesterday's share at the end, we said that if you did it with chute pishtan alone, if you did it with linen threads, that would not be good. But as long as you have three threads that are chute gidim from the, quote, ligaments, so then ksheru, that is acceptable. However, the Mechaber says, ubavachu mishuloshos. It needs to be mishuloshos. Now, what does mishuloshos mean? So there are a number of different definitions. And the Mechaber himself is going to say in a moment that there are these definitions. Let's look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Mnei Sheyesh Bo Perushim Shonim. He says, the Rashi, the Chofetz Chaim says, the Rashi's understanding is Perushim Mechalik Ledalit Chalokim Esorah Chayri. You divide the parchment into four parts. Via Tfira Achas, the Mala, the Sofra, via the first of the Tfiros would be in the top quarter, Vashnia Besov Chetzio, and the second Tfiro would be in the end of the half point, Vashlishis Betchilas Revia Shotzad Bata, and the third one would be at the beginning of the fourth quarter. So again, to understand Rashi, you basically divide up the klaf into four parts, and the first tefira will be at the end of the first quarter, the second tefira will be at the end of the second quarter, and the third tefira will be at the end of the third quarter, the beginning of the fourth quarter. And this way they're equidistant from each other as well as from the top of the klaf. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rif pshat, for Rif perish, Mishuloshim kipshuta. He says he divided up into three parts, Shnayim bishnei roshei hayuriyah, v'yachas b'em samamish. So you put one at the top, one at the bottom, and one in the middle. And a Rambam mefarish mishuloshim is gimel tfiros berosh ha-yiriya, v'gimel besofa, v'gimel emtsiyasa. Says you have to have three at the top, three in the middle, and three at the bottom. And kushiyase katsis mechabi yetzi yidikulam. And as we'll see, if you follow what the Mechaber says, you'll follow all three of these opinions, Rashi, the Rif, and the Rambam. Now let's see inside what the Mechaber now tells us. Umimnei sheyesh bo perushim shonim, since there are many different interpretations, like we just said, at least three, tzarich lotzeis yidikulam, you want to be yotzei all of them. So therefore, what should you do? V'yase shalosh tfiros berosha. You make three of the stitches at the top, v'shalosh b'sofa, three at the bottom, v'shalosh b'emtsiusa, and three in the middle. U'tvira achas b'chela korvi mitzad zeh, u'tvira achas b'chela korvi shemitzad acher. And then go and make an additional one in between the top one and the middle one, and in between the middle one and the bottom one. And this way you'll be able to say all the different shitos. Mishbur explains in Siv Katan Chof Aleph that each page over here is called Yiriyah V'Yiriyah, each parchment is being attached to another piece of the parchment. It says, Ayin tefura kula begidin in but if you're doing the stitching along the whole way, then you don't have to be so medakti because you're basically going to fulfill all the different opinions. As we said, Rashi divided up into four quarters, and that's where the appropriate stitching will be. Then the Ramah says, Hagov, Yimein lo gidin yosef, if you don't have enough gidin, so then, mutav litvar ha'nisho b'chuti pishton milanich b'lotvira. If you only have enough to do a certain amount, so then go and stitch the rest with the linen stitches. We said the linen stitches are no good by themselves, but it would be better to not have these potential spaces that could rip open, better to do the gidin as much as you have, and then do the linen stitches for the rest. And he brings down from the Hagos, Maimonios, and from the Kobo. The Ramah continues and he says, Avolim yeshlo gidin, if you do have enough of the threads of gidin, yitpar kula begidin. Then you should do it an entire way with gidin and not use the linen threads at all. And the stitching is from the back side, from the outside, and not on the inside. This is brought down in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, as well as in Maseches Sofrim, in the name of Maseches Sofrim. Fine. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Sarich laniach shior b'rosh ha'yiriyah u'b'sofa kishutov from yachad. You have to leave some space, some open parchment at the head of the yiriyah and at the end of the yiriyah when you're sewing them together. U'b'mashu sagi, and any amount is considered adequate. You don't have a set shear for how much has to be there. Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Ein korin b'tzibur b'megillah haksuva bein haksuvim. You're not allowed to go and use a Megillah that's written with the other Ksuvim. So let's say you have a bunch of parchments and they have all the five Megillahs on them, right? Today we have published books that have the five Megillahs in them. So here you have a parchment that has all the Megillahs on them. It has all of the Ksuvim together. So you can't read from such a Megillah. That's not good. V'imkara lo yotze. And in fact, if you read from it, you're not yotze. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkon Chav Gimel. The reasoning is hatam delo heve pisuminisa, because it doesn't look like you're specifically reading Megillah. It looks like you're taking out svarim to learn from. D'merzei kikar b'mikra. It looks like you're just reading from ksuvim. Mishum hachi biyachi kasha. Therefore, if you're doing this alone, it's perfectly good, because the belav hachi leka pesumi, because you're only doing it for yourself. There's no other pesuminisa involved. So by yourself, paradoxically, this would be good, but not in public. The chobe asara. What do we define as public? Anytime there's 10 people, mikre tzibur. That is considered a tzibur. Now, the issue footnote number 21 brings down, this is not like the balo itur. As brought down in the Torah, he says, Dafko beveis ha-kneses nikro tzibor. It's not just having a minion, but it's, in fact, it's in the shul. That's considered the ikr psumei anes, and that can't be with a Megillah that is amongst other Megillahs. You wouldn't be able to see in that situation. However, the Mechaber continues, he says, there is a way that you could read a Megillah that was interspersed with other Megillahs, other ksuvim. That would be Elohim Kain Haisa Yesera Al Shara Yerios. If it was bigger, longer, the parchments of the Megillah were longer than the parchments of the other Megillahs or the other Ksuvim, or it was shorter. And this way, Kadesh Elo Heker, it's clear that you're reading this specifically, and therefore there's the Pesuminisa aspect. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chavdala tells us, Hainu Shayisa Ruka Mishara Klofim, it's taller than the other cloth of the other Ksuvim, Lamalo Lamato, either on the top or on the bottom. Ochaseru, it's shorter on either the top or the bottom. By this Megillah being different, Yeshlo Heker Liatzu, it's clear that that's what you're reading and you're not just taking out a cloth to go and learn Torah. Now, the Mechaber continues, he says, Aval HaYochid, as we just pointed out, Koriba, an individual would be allowed to read from this Megillah even if it wasn't Yesera o Chasera, Vafilo Eino Chasera o Yesera, Vyotzi Ba'idei Chavaso, because it's not a problem of Pesuminis in this situation. But he does point out, v'davka shikasuva begilion kisefer Torah. But it has to be written like a cloth, and with all of the details like a sefer Torah is written, as we pointed out previously. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel HaYochid Koriba, he says, mashma av lechatchila. This is even lechatchila. Even though, av sheyesh lo megillah kesuva levada, yochol lekros bezo. He brings out the Bir Gadim, even if you had a perfectly good separate Megillah, you're allowed to read from this other Megillah if for whatever the reason you want to. However, the Rif and the Rosh and the Tur kosu the Yotza, which if I understand this correctly, it means that Yoli Yotze Bidyevid, you shouldn't have done this Lechatchila. And he brings this down from the Bir Hagra. The Chavetz Chaim adds in Dibur Hamaskel B'tzibur in the Bir Halacha, and he writes, in the Turi Evin, he brings down the Dafku Bizman Shein Korin and Samegillah Ela B'tzibur. He's talking about here when you're not reading it in the right time that the tzibur reads it. For example, on your Yudalef Yubeis Yugimel, the person going out on the caravan or on the boat where there won't be a Megillah available. In that situation, you require a boy persuminisa. And therefore, lochein Megillah, ksuvim and ksuvim, the lekha persuminisa, lo yotz. In that situation, you wouldn't be able to use such a Megillah. However, if you're reading it on your Yudalef Bizmana, lo chayshin and lohad ksuvim ben ksuvim. He brings down that technically you could even use such a Megillah that's ksuva ben ksuvim, even if it's not yesera chasera, if you're reading it on your dalid for a non-walled city or on tesvav for a walled city. Now we go to Sivtes. The Mechaber writes, Megillah shehi nekuda. If somebody puts in the dots in the Megillah, he doesn't want to have to spend all that time memorizing the Megillah, and he puts in the dots in the Megillah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafei explains, V'ilek on mishi yodea likros b'tamim bal peh. If somebody doesn't know the tamim, so he puts in the dots or he puts in the trup, so the Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't know the tamim, so mutu lichtov gam tamim Megillah. Not only can you write down the dots, but you can even write the trup in. Ulevarachala and make a brach on it. The lo gara miniko. This is no worse than if you put in the dots. If you put in the nekudos, you can also even put in the trop. However, he says, he says, if you don't know the tamim and the tamim aren't there, you can even read the Megillah plain without the tamim. As we learned over there in terms of Hilchos Sefer Torah, Kriyas HaTorah. So again, back to the Mechaber, the start of Sivtes, he says, Megillah Shehi Nekuda is perfectly good. And he says, likewise, if you want to have it all together, so you don't even have to take out a sitter to say the brachos, and if you'd write the brachos and other piyutim, for example, Shoshanis Yaakov, etc., in the Megillah, so that doesn't ruin the Megillah. That doesn't make it possible. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavav, ulechatchila, however, lo yichtov birchosei abo. Lechatchila, you shouldn't write the brachos in there because it could be mistakenly thought that a person, in fact, is reading the brachos from the Megillah. Now, the couple of interesting Dirshu footnotes over here. Dirshu footnote number 23 brings down, Hakori es ha-Megillah bi-Yachidus, ven yodea likro lefi anikut kiroi. Somebody's unfortunately stuck somewhere where he is alone by himself, and he doesn't know how to really lay in the Megillah well. He has a kosher Megillah, so what should he do? So the Chavetz Chaim, the Machne Yisrael, this was again written often for people, soldiers that were stuck someplace. The Chavetz Chaim wrote a compendium for the people that would not necessarily have a shul, a rav, and other people around. And how would a yid manage when he was alone by himself in the army? So he writes, Shiyamid acher shiakri lefonim belachash mitoch ha-chumish. So in that situation, let somebody else read for him word for word, Bahi b'meach ha-shirosh, and then he would say, Bahi b'meach ha-shirosh from the kosher Megillah. The issue footnote number 24 asks an interesting question. What about drawings in the Megillah? You want to have nice pictures in the Megillah, right? Haggadahs have sometimes beautiful pictures on the sides of the Haggadah, so you want to do this for your Megillah. So you're allowed to do this. So the Elyar Rabbah brings down, She'ein lasos kin l'chatchila. One should not do this l'chatchila. Kin l'chatchila tzorich lasos k'mo sefer Torah. It should be like a sefer Torah. And certainly, sefer Torah, parshas shos l'tzayah, but you're not allowed to add anything to a sefer Torah. However, the Elyar Rabbah adds, She'ish lesor gam al pi divrei haramah. Even the Ramah, in Simon Sadi, discusses Shikasa Shein Litzai Yitzur Mesidr Atvila, Kadesh Lotis Vatal HaKavana. You shouldn't put drawings in your Siddur because it's going to draw your eye away from the words and you're going to look at the pictures and say, oh, that's a beautiful picture, what a great drawing, and you're not going to concentrate on the davening. So the Ramah says you shouldn't do that. Elosh Shasim, Sheyesh Lechalik Shabatvila, Shtsarach Kavanim Yoser. Says, however, it might be different for Tvila, which you have to daven in as opposed to and understand what you're saying and have Kavana, as opposed to Megillah, we just have to hear it. On the other hand, and the Shalos Teshuvah Zera MS, he brings down Shabimakom Nogul Hosef Tzirum Megillah. He says, no, they would add the custom to add all sorts of drawings to the Megillah. V'im Hosef Kisav Mitachas L'Tzirum. And if you'd write, however, additional print underneath the Tzirum, so you have a picture of Haman, and you write Haman underneath it, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, in that situation, Shaf Shem Megillah in Tzirum in Absul B'Di'eved, even though if you have pictures in it, it's acceptable, B'Di'eved, Mikol Mokmi says, if you add words to it, kivish osiv kisav mitachas etziurim hamigil psula, that would make the Megillah apostle. So you have a picture of Mordechai, that's okay. If you write underneath it Mordechai, then that's not good. Now we go to Sifyud. The Chamach Rabbi writes, im ein Megillah ksheira, if you don't have a kosher Megillah, nevertheless, korin osa b'chumish below bracha. So take out a chumish and read without a bracha. Now, what do we mean take out a chumash? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkom Chazayin, V'davka kisha'osu yachumash b'galila. We're talking here about, you have a scroll. It's not a published, printed chumash like we call chumashim. But you have something that's in a scroll. It's not a kosher Megillah. It wasn't written with the right parchment. It wasn't written with the right ink, but it's a scroll. So, as we point out there in Hilchos Sifrei Torah, K'mo shekosov simen kuf mem gimel, u'mishum shi'esh omim shi'otzei b'zeh b'shaset chach, since it may be acceptable on an extenuating circumstances to use this, so at least use it now, and albeit do it without a bracha. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Havo b'chumash shalanu," but our published, printed chumashim that are books, l'kuli yama lo yotze. He brings down from the Bach and the Mogen Avram that certainly you wouldn't be able to be yotze your obligation of listening or reading the Megillah. However, he brings out for the Primer Gadim because of the Roy Gambazeh, Likros Bula Bracha. But nevertheless, if that's all you have, take out your published, printed Megillah and go and read from it without a Bracha. Shalok Tishtachach Torah's Megillah. So you shouldn't forget the halacha of reading the Megillah on this day. And the issue footnote number 25 brings down the Kain Linyan Yishuv She'elam Sefer Torah. The same thing would apply if you have a town, a small town that doesn't have a Sefer Torah. Or people are going away someplace, they don't have a Sefer Torah. And now it's a Monday or it's a Thursday or it's Shabbos. So what should they do? So in Hilchos Sifrei Torah in Kuf Mem Gimel, it said, so they should take out a chumash and read the parsha from the chumash without brachos. Not, it's not a laning for the pure laning sense, but it's a laning to remind us that we should be laning. That we shouldn't forget this idea of laning. And similarly with the arba minim, with the dal minim of sukkahs. If you don't have all of them, so we learned in Siman Tov Reish Mem Tes, and the Chaba said, in Enev Shoros Lasik Arba Taminim Kisherim, if you can't get all four minim, so take whatever you have. Note the Nesapsulim below bracha. Take the pasula esrog that you have. With the other Dalaminim, and don't take a bracha, don't make a bracha on it, but at least take it in order that you shouldn't forget this mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Shatam hu kadesh l'tishtacha, Torah's lulav mitzvah, you shouldn't forget the mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan adds another additional reason, Tam Nosaf, She'ein Megillah Ksheira, Yesh Likro B'chumash Shalanu. Why should, if you don't have a kosher Megillah, you should read from B'chumash? He says, Kidei Lizkor Es Hanes. This is also to publicize the miracle, remember the miracle. And this is also what the Chavetz Chaim wrote in his Sefer, Machane Yisrael, for those people that Nebuch are going to be in the army or places where they're stuck without any support system whatsoever, so they should at least remember the beautiful Nes of Purim. Now we go to the last Sif in this beautiful Simen, Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Im Korah b'Megillah Gezula. If you have a Megillah that was stolen, Nevertheless, if you read from it, you're yotze. You are yotze b'di'evit. The Mishnah explains Sivkot and Chavches, the ein gezel b'kol, because all you're doing is listening to the Megillah, and a voice can't be stolen technically. Dirshu footnote number 26 brings down Olin and Kriyas Megillah Zulach Achila. Should use this Achila, so we already learned in Siman Tov Kuf Peivav in regards to a shofar that's stolen, Shirak b'di'evit. You should only do this b'di'evit if you have absolutely no choice. L'chatchila, also it's called b'shofar gozol. You shouldn't use a stolen shofar unless you have the permission of the owner that he says, okay, yeah, you can use it. And he says, this is true even if his shofar, even if they've given up hope of ever getting it back, you shouldn't use this l'chatchila. He says, in regards to matzah gezula, l'chatchila lo yikachena, let's say it's but, you shouldn't use stolen matzah as well. Kivin shelo yuchal v'rchla, because you can't make a bracha on it. And he says, in regards to tzitzis, we have a similar discussion. Same thing applies over here. You shouldn't be making a bracha on any of these things, and the same thing would apply with a stolen Megillah as well. The remark comes to add to the discussion. He says, do you not make a bracha on it? He says, Ayin le'el and Simon Tov Reish Mentes, which we just alluded to, and le'inyan lulav apostle, v'adin kan. And he says, the same halachas apply. Now, we have the gears of lulav ha'gozol. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot Chavtes, tzorch lomar le'inyan lulav ha'gozol, not apostle. And that's the same din over here as it was over there. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Lamed, the Ayin and Pri Begadim, the Afilu im Kino Bishinu Maisa Uchadome. Even if you made a full kinyan on it, there was Yeish and there was Shinu Maisa. You did some sort of Shinu on it. Afilu Hoch Lo Yivarch. It's still pasnish. It's not proper to go and make a bracha on such a Megillah. The issue foot number 29 brings down. Even though you Yotze Yehovah of the mitzvah of listening to the Megillah, Eino Nech Shevis. It's not considered the mitzvah ba'al li'aveira. Nevertheless, in regards to the bracha, which has HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name mentioned over here, you shouldn't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Kivin she mitchila begazu ba'al yado, because it originally came into your hands as a stolen property. It's pasnish to make a bracha on such a thing. Finally, the last comment we'll make is the second paragraph of the issue foot number 26. He brings down Haymut l'shtamish megilish chavero shlomi daito l'tzorach hakriya mitzad shenichle l'inish li'ovid mitzvah b'mamone. Can you take somebody else's megillah unknowing? He left his megillah in shul from the night, and now you come to the early minyan. It's there. You say, "Hey, listen, I'll use his megillah to listen to the megillah reading." So the Shevet Halevi, Rav Azaz Zatzal, brings down Yesh L'Hachmir, said, no, you shouldn't do this, because the Megillah is something that even though people in general are happy to have somebody use their items here, this is something that you're concerned about that it might get ruined or in some way destroyed by somebody else using it. And he brings down that you can't use your friend's Sfarim, because again, you may not take care of them the way he wants them to. They may tear in their usage. He says, V'af be'akroi bi'alma. The Mishnah Berurah says, even on an occasional basis, this is asur, because you may come to read it a lot, and you get lost in your reading, and you'll end up tearing it by accident, because you're using it so much, you may end up tearing it. However, Rav Azaz Zatzal, in the Shevet Halevi, he brings down, you see from here that this is even considered like a temporary basis, and he adds, since it's written in a rolled up form, people are makpid not to let somebody use their Megillah, unless they've given permission, even on a one time basis. And therefore, you're only allowed to use your friend's Megillah, if you know for a fact that the person will not be makbid. This concludes this beautiful Siman Tov Reish Sadi Aleph and today's shir.